Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on NANN, Jordan. And Jordan is a 59-year-old woman who reports she was involved. She was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 4/20/20 and sustained injuries to her elbow and knee. Paired her vehicle overturned in a tri-axle truck on Route 55. Paired as a result, she believes she broke her right kneecap falling at a truck stop. Paired she did go to the emergency room afterwards. Paired she had further evaluation and but did not undergo any surgery in this matter. Paired she had previously fractured this same patella years before, but no surgery was done. Paired she has completed a course of active treatment. Paired new paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Jordan alleges she was driving in the rain and lost control of the truck and flipped it over. Paired as a result, she alleges to have injured her left arm and left elbow. Paired she was attended to by BLS personnel and was seen at Inspira emergency room the same day. Paired she was the restrained driver of a dump truck traveling about 65 miles per hour when the vehicle hit wet roads and started the fishtail and then overturned one time. Paired she denied loss of consciousness, common neck pain, or back pain. Paired she did have left elbow pain. Paired bystanders helped her out of the vehicle and she was ambulatory at the scene. Paired the vehicle was not equipped with airbags, but she was wearing a seatbelt. Paired she then complained of pain in her right hand, right wrist, left shoulder, and left elbow. Paired she did not offer symptoms involving the knees. Paired she was found to have a laceration of the left elbow that was repaired with sutures. Paired she underwent x-rays to be inserted. Paired she was diagnosed with a left elbow fracture for which she was placed in a splint and sling. Paired she was treated and released on antibiotics for the next week. Paired new paragraph. On that visit to the ER, she also underwent a CT angiogram of her head, CT of the chest, and CT of the cervical spine to be inserted. Paired new paragraph. She then was seen by Dr. Monahan on 4/28/20. Paired. At that juncture, she denied any loss in range of motion, locking or popping, but her pain was 6/10. Paired, it felt like she had mild burning, numbness, and tingling in the elbow. Paired. He noted x-rays of the left elbow showed no acute process. Paired upon exam, there was no tenderness of the epicondyles, nor was there any significant joint swelling or erythema. Paired collateral ligaments were stable. Paired motion was 0 to 130 degrees and painless. Paired she does have some abrasions throughout the left forearm and proline sutures intact. Paired she had received a tetanus injection in the emergency room. Paired he thought she had an olecranon bursitis with some mild effusion. Paired he noticed she was non-compliant with her antibiotic use and placed her on a different one. Paired. She returned on 5/1/20 and was taking her antibiotics. Paired. His exam of the elbow on this occasion was virtually the same as that previously documented. Paired her sutures had been removed. Apparently, she still had some mild erythema around the laceration. Apparently, she also had an improved olecranon bursitis and a small fluid collection within the bursa. Apparently, she was showing excellent improvement of her olecranon bursitis. Period. She saw him through 5/19/20, stating she's having left elbow pain with flexion and thinks there may be glass in her arm. Pritchie was working full duty. Period. He noted a similar, essentially normal clinical examination. Period. The forearm abrasions had healed very well at that point. Period. Her olecranon bursa was non-fluctuant, and there was no tenderness of palpation. Period. There was no signs of infection, erythema, or warmth. Period. She had full range of motion of the elbow and forearm. Period. He cleared her to return to work, full duty, without any restrictions. Period. Physical exam. General Panchi states the day before this exam, it was hard to extend her left elbow. Period. Extremities upper normal, hands, wrists, elbows normal. Extremities lower normal. Provocative knee maneuvers were normal. Period. Cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines are all normal. Period. There was healed scarring anteriorly at the inferior to the right patella. That was from an earlier injury. Period. Impressions on 4/20/20. And Jordan was involved in a work-related motor vehicle accident. Period. She was attended to by BLS and taken to the emergency room. Period. She had numerous diagnostic studies that showed no acute abnormalities. Period. She also was seen by occupational health and then by Dr. Monahan. Period. He monitored her progress through 5/19/20 when exam was benign. Period. New paragraph. The current exam of Ms. Jordan is benign. Period. She had full range of motion of the left arm, elbow, wrist, and fingers. Period. She had intact strength and sensation. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. She had full range of motion of the knees without crepitus or tenderness. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left arm / elbow. Period. From the soft tissue injury she sustained more than 2 years ago, Ms. Jordan has had an excellent clinical and functional recovery. Period. She, in fact, has been working in her regular full-duty job with the insured. Period. End.